President Donald Trump has said he plans to declare the opioid crisis a national emergency. That move comes just 2 days after Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price had downplayed the importance of such a declaration. Aaron Payne reports.
President Trump told reporters, quote, "We're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money on the opioid crisis," and that his administration was drafting the paperwork to make the emergency declaration official. The White House Commission on Opioids recommended the measure last week, saying it would allow the administration to take bold steps to address the issue and pressure Congress to offer more funding. Secretary Price indicated after a briefing with the president on Tuesday that a national emergency would not be declared, but said, quote, "everything is on the table." The declaration could have major implications for Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, which collectively have some of the highest addiction and overdose rates in the country. Addiction specialists in the Ohio Valley hope the declaration will be used to fund treatment medications and waive restrictions on the use of Medicaid to pay for addiction treatment. Some analysts fear the declaration will be used to enhance a law and order approach touted by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Critics say such efforts are outdated and that the addiction crisis is better treated as a public health issue. Addiction treatment workers are waiting for further details on the emergency declaration and what additional resources it might make available to address the opioid crisis. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.